Lyme disease is an illness transmitted through the bite of the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, as deer are the main carriers of the arachnids. Over the years, Lyme has continued to spread throughout the coastal states of the Northeast. According to Dr. David Gaines, the state's public health entomologist, the disease first appeared in Virginia about 20 years ago along the state's eastern shore.
And it has continued to spread south and westward into Virginia, predominantly occurring in the higher elevations of Virginia.
Last year, places with higher elevations, like Montgomery and Floyd counties, had the highest number of reported Lyme cases. Gaines says those cases can be attributed to a specific variety of the black-legged tick, one that is sensitive to temperature changes.
We believe that this is related to the fact that these are a northern variant black-legged tick who can tolerate summer temperatures in places like Connecticut and Pennsylvania. And so at higher elevations, they at least have a slightly milder summertime climate.
Most Lyme cases occur in suburban areas, where people more frequently come into contact with deer. Those locations also have more difficulty dealing with deer populations, which is why Gaines predicts that the number of Lyme cases in those higher elevations won't be dropping anytime soon. Gaines says that the best way to protect yourself is to tuck your pants legs into your socks, where ticks are more likely to latch on.
Ticks don't drop out of trees. They are typically at shoe or sock level at most.
Additionally, Gaines suggests treating clothing with an insecticide known as permethrin before heading outdoors to keep the ticks at bay. I'm Nick Gilmore.